Hello.
Oh, hi, Matthew. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Happy New Year, right?
Yes. You about ready to hit the town?
Yeah, I'm about ready to. You're actually my last call. The team got off a little bit early. They just wrapped everything up, and I said, oh, I have one more to call, and then I'll be good.
Yeah.
So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. I noticed that we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah. So I've been working. So we I think we already talked about the number.
Yes.
The phone number on and Facebook. And did we get that taken care of? The Facebook.
I removed the Facebook ads, so they're not going to charge you for them anymore. As far as the call tracking number, I think they probably didn't get my notification because the account's in a past due status. So typically they don't do any modifications while an account's past due. But if you can get the payment up to speed today, they would have that removed within one business day. But let me just look at the site and see if it has been done already by chance. Sometimes they surprise me. So
it has. Last time I checked, it hasn't.
Oh yeah, it's still up there. Yeah, that's because
somebody tried to call me and they said that they couldn't get a hold of it. So I figured that you just disconnected the proxy number that you had me using.
I didn't. Like, let me. Let me call it from my cell phone and just see if it's working. Not that it matters because you're going to take it off anyway, but I'm just curious to see, like, why that person said they, so it's 7-971-394-2977. Let's see what it says when I call it.
Thank you for calling Palmer's Concrete Coatings. Please press 1.
Okay. I'll just press 1 like it's a new client. Is it ringing?
It is.
Okay, good. Yeah. So it's still been working. But again, we'll get that removed if you don't want it, because you don't have to have it. It's just a preference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want this phone number.
You got it. Okay. So we can get that done. Are you able to do the payment today?
Yeah. So before we do that, I want to, because I've been trying to do this for like months, and it's been a huge pain in the butt. So I want to purchase the domain.
Okay.
Of Palmer's Concrete Coatings.
I don't know if you and I discussed this in the past, but I wanted to just let you know that domain is already yours as long as you're working with us. So the only time that's going to go away is if you cancel one day, and you could do that $99 domain purchase at that time. But of course, if you'd rather do that now, I can create the two invoices, you know, one for the past due amount of $199 and then the second one for the domain purchase. But that domain's not going to go anywhere while you're working with us, because it already belongs to you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, yeah, no, I just want to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Okay, so you know what? I think I can actually put them both on the same.
What is it $99 or is it $199? I can't remember.
So it's $99 for the domain, but your past due amount for the Local Splash account is $199. It was $299, but we took off the Facebook ads, so it's going to be $199 moving forward. And then another little thing I'm going to do to help you out, Matthew, is I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days. So once we get this one collected right now, you're going to be paid in full until February 1st. That way you won't have a January 11th payment, because I always hate it when people have, you know, two payments so close together. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'll do that for you. But I did put the domain transfer in there. So what happens is once the that goes through, customer support will be calling you with the information so that you know what the, you know, login for the domain is, so that you'll always have it, okay?
Yeah.
Mhm. All right, so is the billing still
is that going to get emailed to me, or?
Yeah, they'll email it to you. Right now, probably. Yeah, I got to see if Rena's still in. She's the one that does it. And as long as I catch her before she's gone, she'll email it today. If not, you'll get it on Tuesday, because we're closed on New Year's Day tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So is the billing address still the P.O. Box 1603?
Yes.
It is? Perfect. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 1 second.
That's okay. I was actually still trying to chat Rena while we're talking. I'm like, maybe that gives me an extra second to see if she's in. Okay, I sent them the message. So if they're here, they'll do it right away. If not, it'll be on Tuesday. I mean, on Thursday.
Okay, all right, got it.
Okay, so it's still a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's 4802.
Okay.
0998.
Got it.
4600.
Okay.
8930.
Okay, and expiration?
1129.
Okay, and the code?
011.
Got it. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And the same goes for the removing of that call tracking number. I'm going to dash Kelly right now. She's the one that's in charge of that. If she's still here, she'll do it right now. If not, they'll take care of that on Thursday, okay?
Sure.
All right, and you're all good to go, Matthew. I got the green light, so thank you so much for updating that, and have a very happy New Year as well, okay?
You too.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.